Fanboys and Friends Podcast presents.
Do I have to do everything myself?
Red 5 Transmissions Radio.
Just reduced Kanan's targets by half. Tell our fearless leader he should be able to handle one lone TIE fighter on his own. What was that?
In a time of darkness, when fear ruled the galaxy, heroes will rise, destinies will collide.
Who is that kid?
And a rebellion will ignite.
Get ready.
Now!
A round table discussion about Star Wars Rebels.
If all you do is fight for your own life, then your life is worth nothing.
Get back up there and fix the deal.
Wait, are you fighting stormtroopers?
What makes you say that?
You doing okay, kid?
You kidding? This is a blast!
Now, join the rebellion as it is time for Red 5 Transmissions Radio.
With that, guys, welcome to the latest episode of Red 5 Transmissions Radio. Spark of Rebellion Redux, it's Vader time. And yes, you know, we'll be talking about Spark of Rebellion and the secret, well, not secret, but special added Vader scene that was added to the airing on ABC. Wow. I mean, how else do you get Star Wars special than James Earl Jones?
You don't.
No, you don't. Folks, in case you missed it, my co-host is here, Matt Clifton. Matt?
Yo.
All right. Well, let's talk about, first of all, let's recap a little bit on Spark of Rebellion. Matt, at this point, we've seen a bit more from the series in general.
Yep.
Not a lot, but a bit.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think so far?
I'm loving it. Absolutely loving it. It's the... Everything's just has seemed to come together a little more cohesive now, I think.
I guess I agree.
Yeah, cohesively.
Cohesively was not a word I heard from the Clone Wars that much. Don't get me wrong. I love the Clone Wars, and I put that out there for our Lucasfilm friends. I know they're listening.
Mm-hmm.
But it would have been great if it was more a linear story instead of, you know, telling the Clone Wars era by painters. You know, like, oh, some over here, some over there, some over there. No. But anyway.
It was a hodgepodge. It was a beautiful hodgepodge.
It was a beautiful hodgepodge. And they had some great stuff. I mean, like, you know, Darth Maul. Although I will say that it would have been great to see Savage Opress actually become his own thing. But once Darth Maul showed up, I was like, who's this Savage guy?
Yeah. But we digress.
Yes, I was like, who is this Savage guy? And why does he look like the Pittsburgh Steelers?
Well, Filoni.
Yeah, that's, Filoni that's in a nutshell.
Gotta be Pittsburgh.
Gotta be Pittsburgh. He's gotta rub it in that Jason Swank's face. All right, so let's talk about this Vader scene.
Oh, man.
Oh, first of all, how great was it hearing James Earl Jones again?
Oh, goosebumps. Again, goosebumps.
Goosebumps giving birth to goosebumps. It was just... I mean, no insult to Matt Sloan, who does Vader for most things and has been doing Vader for most things. But nothing beats the original guy.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I say James Earl Jones is Darth Vader. And when people say Dave Prowse is Darth Vader, I'm like, oh, what are you talking about?
That's a whole other can of worms.
I know, that's a whole other nest of Gundars.
But let me ask you this, David. Was this scene originally in the episode but cut later and then we're given it now? Or was this a totally new filmed recorded scene just for the ABC premiere?
According to the PR spin that came out before its airing, mm-hmm. it was a new recorded thing for the ABC airing.
Because I saw this scene with the Inquisitor and Vader talking to him about trying to find the children of the Force and wipe them out. And I was watching, I was like, why was this ever cut? Or why wasn't this in the premiere? This is great. This adds, again, a cohesiveness and kind of connects,
right.
You know, everything, really.
Yeah. Well, right? It was very poetic, too, also when you got to the last scene. It was very poetic to have Spark of Rebellion booked in by two James.
Mm-hmm.
You know, on one side, James Earl Jones, on the other, James Arnold Taylor. So
there you go.
there's a nice sort of symmetry to that.
Mm-hmm.
But no, what I was thinking when I watched the scene, two things, actually. One was, okay, three things, I'm not going to lie.
Okay.
One was, how awesome is this?
Yes, yes.
The second was, you know, in my arguments when we originally recorded for Spark of Rebellion, I made the case that it has loose connections to the Clone Wars.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, this kind of tightens that news even more around, you know, one sort of fandom heart.
Yeah.
And the reason I say that is the Emperor was picking up on this, the Children of the Force.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how else do you think he knew about it if you don't go back to that early Clone Wars arc where he's experimenting on children?
Yes, yes. Yes, good, very good callback on that.
You see where I'm going with that,
absolutely.
Right? Yeah. So, I mean, you know, talk about a big noose around the logic.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, well played, well played.
Yeah. There's some other things from the scene. So, we get the idea that the Emperor knows about the Inquisitor. It's nothing in the dark, no secret apprentice or anything. And when the Inquisitor is talking to Vader, he doesn't call him his master. He says Lord Vader.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, take what you will from that. But, you know,
well wait a minute. It's more like a, you know, who's your boss?
Exactly. But we're also, you know, respecting the rule of two, more or less.
Oh, yeah,
you know,
very much so, which is something that I don't want to, you know, ding it because I love the past, even the episodes I didn't care for. But it's something that Clone Wars didn't really do.
Okay. Yeah, so we're not, you know, I wouldn't call the Inquisitor really another Ventress. It's just you've got the master, that's Palpatine, you got the apprentice, that's Vader, and there's this dog, and that's about it.
Right. And neither will I, and I think Ventress is already in there, because look at the market scene on Lotho, that one character walking away from frame, you know, mm-hmm. or back to our frame, it's like another Aurra Sing backshot, people. But that one character, you know the one I'm talking about that's walking away from frame?
Yes.
She's got the pasty bald head. I will bet my Minox that's Ventress.
Was this in Spark of Rebellion?
Yes, this was. Okay. This was in the, you know, after the scene. This was the when they were coming up on that marketplace and the Imperials were arresting that one Godel for selling fruit.
Yes.
And again, I would love if Dave Filoni did another Godel voice. But do you want?
voice.
It's like, come on, Filoni, we know that was you. Quit trying to hide. Quit trying to hide under that hat. Yeah. We know that was you. We know Chopper is you. Quit lying.
Big time.
We know you're pulling another Embo. Come on.
Yeah. So you think that might be Ventress, huh?
Yeah. Oh, let me explain my third reason for that Vader scene.
All right, fire.
Remember those, and again, I'm going to connect to Episode 7 because you cannot talk Rebels without talking Episode 7.
No.
I mean, we know there's going to be some kind of bridger. Bridge.
Womp, womp.
Yeah, I know, right? We know there's going to be some kind of bridge from Rebels Episode 7. We don't know what it is. I have a few theories, like one I had a couple weeks ago, is that Max von Sydow's character is an older version of Kanan.
Mm-hmm.
Because he starts name dropping Clone Wars characters and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the theory. But my theory with the Vader scene is this: remember the wild and crazy Vader Inquisitors rumors?
Yes.
Well, yes. I think this scene is the reason it was dropped when it was. Is I think this scene is vital to understanding that.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely vital. And the timeline, if you still want to, play the timeline game, since we know continuity of Beard, I personally don't play the timeline game much anymore because continuity of Beard, but the timeline would sync up because Rebel is Episode 7. There's about a 40-year gap between them.
Mm-hmm.
40 or 50, I believe. So that's why I think this scene was dropped.
Gotcha.
And if that's the case, oh, dude, I will love it if I'm right. Because I'm telling you, I really do think the Inquisitors are the Hydra of Star Wars moving forward.
And with this scene, I would be inclined to agree with you. When he says, seek out the children of the Force, and if they won't serve the Empire, eliminate them. Serve the Empire. How? And then I remembered your Inquisitor theory. Maybe.
Yeah, I can just say now, stop one Inquisition, two more shall rise to take its place.
Oh, no one can stop the Spanish Inquisition. I mean the Inquisitor. Nobody expects them. So, Monty Python reference.
See, I wanted to take it further that, Leia is somewhere off screen overhearing this stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe that's in the special edition.
Oh, boy.
And another thing, I gotta say, for all those fans of George Lucas's old tinkering and changing and whatnot, isn't this rather comforting?
Mm-hmm.
Because, Disney has already basically done a special edition a heck of a lot quicker than George ever did.
Just one little scene.
Just one. Well, not just that, Matt, but mm-hmm. 1 month.
Yeah, true.
1 month versus 20 years.
True. And I will say, it was really awesome to see the Macquarie Vader mask there. I just love that menacing look
that
Macquarie design has.
I will say this. When that happened, I popped so hard. I popped about as hard as when that troop transport showed up in Fight or Flight.
Yeah, it's just, I was like, ooh.
I will say this. Speaking of troop transport, I want to see that thing in Episode 7, 8, 9. Please. Mm. Pretty please. I mean, come on. I think we're in a fun age where, like the Zeb and a TIE fighter thing, right?
Uh-huh.
I think we're in a fun age where you're going to see things that George would have never considered.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, granted, Dark Empire put good guys in Imperial ships, but George never did
that. Yeah, and I'm saying it right now, they never crashed that TIE fighter. They parked it in a cave or somewhere, and it's still around.
Well, I still think, and I will say this again, I still think what they should have done is have it be like the old toy. They crash the ship, and the wings pop off.
The wings pop off.
And after the wings pop off, the old couple on the farm gets to use the wings as sun tanning beds.
Oh, my God.
That would work. I'm just saying, you gotta have, like, I know Tatooine had three sons, but Lothal probably has our two sons. Yeah, I know Tatooine had two sons, but Lothal's probably got, what, three?
I don't know. I think Lothal just has one.
Oh, well, I don't know. This is Star Wars, after all.
Yeah, you know, true.
We could ask Pablo. He's kind of the... You know, new George around town.
Oh, that's true. We should tweet at him later, or for that Rebels after show that they've got.
The Rebels Recon.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, it's kind of nice to have an after show or even episode previews for that matter.
Oh yeah, yes.
Yes. It's like the good old days before Cartoon Network decided we didn't need to know anything.
Oh, my God. I mean, getting a preview.
But no, finishing up. So, you know, I was watching Spark of Rebellion again and thinking, you know, I said last time when we reviewed it, granted, we're doing a little Redux review, so we'll talk about it now.
Yeah.
But I said it again when we reviewed it, that the Wookiees, well, first of all, they don't all need to look like Chewie.
Yes.
Because, you know, Gonnacht, look at Gonnacht. He didn't look a damn thing like Bosk.
Very true.
He actually kind of looked like he fell off a box of... He looked like he fell off of Bosk's body fat.
You know, you compare and I say this in quotes, that Trandoshan to the Trandoshans that you later see in the Ahsoka Hunted episode, and it's just like, these two aren't the same species.
It's not even close.
Nope.
But I will say this, and I do want to see a little improvement on the Wookiee's part. Just a small nitpick.
Yeah.
Because the Wookiees we got, right? And I'm not saying this is a bad thing, but the Wookiees we got kind of reminded me of the old Bendham's toys.
Yeah, like the Stretch Armstrong and all
exactly,
that?
Exactly, yes.
Oh, gosh.
Although I will say, you know, if you change the design of Kit War, I will write angry letters.
There you go. I think all of us will.
It's like,
but...
do not change the design of Kit War.
No.
By the way, I want, and I'm not saying this at Hasbro, because apparently they have toy drama going on. But I want someone to do a plushie of Kit War now.
Oh, yes.
And I will say this. If he doesn't do the little lumpy, I'll be really upset.
I search Etsy on a daily basis for Kit War. Weekly, actually.
I want it trending in the morning. Hashtag save Kit War.
More Kit War.
Or hashtag give us Kit War.
Yes.
Well, at this point, we're not really at a saving with Rebels.
No.
Not like those ever work anyway. Hey, we're not going to get into that.
Nope.
You know, I'm just going to say, let's be a little realistic here.
Oh, yes. Yes.
You know, there's passion, and then there's also the point where we all need to realize we're not the ones sitting in the thinkers' chairs.
That's right. We don't write the checks. We're not going... Yeah.
We're just the fans that fall in love with this stuff because apparently women won't talk to us. Which is sad, I know, but, you know, yeah, no relationship I've had is as comfy as my plush Ewok.
There you go. But, going on back to the models of the Wookiees, totally agree with you on that. It's like Jason, I think it was Jason Swank said on RFR that when you saw Clone Wars for the first time, it was the same models, the same like five people in the city, you know, they're just a little different and all that. And in Rebels, it's kind of the same, but you know, that'll go away after a few episodes, after a season or two. That'll all go away.
No, you want to rephrase that too. That'll all go away when Hasbro gets its collective stuff together.
Ah, jeez.
And actually gives us toys.
Yes.
It's kind of like, we will give you money, Hasbro. Please. Please give us toys. But enough about that.
Yeah, yeah.
That just gets under my Wookiee.
Yeah.
Yeah, pardon the obvious pun. It gets under my Wookiee.
There you go.
All right, well, that'll wrap up Spark of Rebellion Redux. It's Vader time.
Mm-hmm.
Matt, it's always a joy.
Well, thank you, thank you.
And we will see you next time. And remember, friends,
stay rebellious.
Thanks for listening to Red 5 Transmissions Radio. Star Wars and Star Wars Rebels are trademarks of Lucasfilm Limited, Lucasfilm Animation, respectively. All rights reserved.
Nice and quiet life.
Jedi Master Luminara and Julie is being imprisoned somewhere in the Stygian system.
We can't pass this up.
Good luck.
Come on, kid, do something.
Jedi training starts tomorrow.
Lucasfilm and Lucasfilm Animation are subsidiaries of the Walt Disney Company.
I am the Inquisitor. Or Boston.
Chopper, get us out of here! Unlock, Chopper, make friends.
Hera, you're good to go.
The hopes of our mission becoming a feat debacle are complete.
This podcast is not sponsored or endorsed by the Walt Disney Company or its subsidiary, Lucasfilm.
Have no fear. Help is on the way.
Advance and fire!
There's a lot more at stake than you realize.
What's the worst that could happen?
Red 5 Transmissions Radio is meant for entertainment and information purposes only. All rights reserved.